This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All people at home!
What's up with that?
You ready?
The drugs from my generation, and it's a sin. The gods, the freaks, the fraud, the messing with me. Come on.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the Dippin' Dots.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music, yeah.
Acknowledge me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tony, and I am the artist formerly known as Pizza Funny, and I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him, it is him, it doth be DPP. How you doing, bud?
Oh, I'm excited. We got an extra long weekend, 4th of July, baby. Woo-hoo! I love a nice 4-day weekend.
Happy America, motherfuckers!
Right? America.
America. Making it.
We did one thing right.
Marking it, Merck.
Getting a day off of work.
If you were smart enough and you looked ahead at the calendar like I did and put in for July 5th, when I got up January 1st earlier this year, so that way no one could say you cannot have this day off. Too many people asked off. I said, oh yeah? Check the date in which the request was submitted. See you Monday. Yeah.
Firsties.
Dude, over 50% of the people that work first shift by me are off.
Ow.
That number is north of the total number of people is over 100. So that's a lot of people missing.
So the first day of the year, you wake up and figure out what days you're going to take off.
Yes, I do.
First day of the year, Ned Flanders wakes up and starts doing his taxes. Yeah, you got a lot of things in common with Ned Flanders.
Yeah, so
gotta
you
get going. First of the month, first of the year. So let's go.
You like Vaseline on toast.
Gotta prepare. Gotta be ready for the year.
Oh, you're kind of sassy today, young man.
Oh, sorry.
I kind of like it.
Sorry, but... I got to go out of the house today, so
yes, you did. Yeah, you are. You had to drive in traffic and everything. Don't you love traffic? Boo.
Hey.
Traffic,
boo. Let me tell you about traffic.
Let me tell you about construction.
It's two, everywhere. Let me tell you.
Two seasons in Wisconsin: winter and road construction.
there's a theory going around, a conspiracy theory about traffic cones in Wisconsin. Why there's always traffic cones everywhere. Is because we never paid for a place to store them, so we just have to leave them around the roads at all times, because there's no place to go with them.
Where did you hear this?
The Dillinator.
Where did she hear this?
I don't know.
Well, I think a little too much. I think a little too much NPR over there. Okay, buddy. Maybe we need to dial it back a little.
I mean, they're everywhere. Oh, drive. Drive two blocks. You'll see traffic cone. I guarantee you.
No, I agree. I can look out the window and see them. just shut up. Can we just not talk about it for 5 seconds? I mean, geez, Louise, guy. No, it's all good. Big holiday weekend. I guess part of the big plans we have is going to get together for Money in the Bank. Do you got any firework plans for the 4th or the 3rd or anything?
You know, we were thinking about hitting up Conkle Park over there for the 4th, maybe. Take an Uber over and, you know, because I'm not dealing with that traffic and parking. And maybe we'll see, you know.
Yeah.
Haven't been there yet since we moved to the new locale here.
Yeah, it's crazy that you moved here and I retired from softball.
Wow, right?
You know what I mean?
Well,
it'd be like nice night
tournaments.
Yeah, and like nice night during the week and shit, you know, come out for a beer. But nope, I'm all done with that.
Nope. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, me too. Me too. More time for golfing. More time for golfing. All right. We got a pretty good show for you guys today. We are going to get into everything that is leading into and everything that will be happening at Money in the Bank. This is the DWI 439th episode right here on ChairShot Radio Network, a part of the ChairShot.com, where we remind you to always use your head and head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. There will be a brand new t-shirt on there for our brand new show. Very shortly, The Oddity with Dave Wirtz and PC Tunney. It's a very nice looking pineapple. You should check it out once it goes up there and buy it and put it on your body. We'll be right back.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back, DWI 439 right here, DPP and PC Tunney. We might see AJ at the end of the show. I don't know. But I'll bet you dollars to donuts that if you listen to the Mindless Wrestling Podcast this Saturday, you'll hear AJ on there because it's their 200th episode. You'll also hear myself, I believe Dave Ungar. DP is not going to be able to make it because of work responsibilities. DP, would you like to go ahead and wish them a happy 200th right here before we get our show going today?
200's phenomenal. That's a long time. That's a lot of podcasting. Those guys do a phenomenal job. DJ's awesome. If you haven't listened to it after 200 episodes, you should start now. <'Cause> it's they're awesome.
Yeah, they do a good job holding it down on Saturdays over there. DJ, Rob and Jason, congratulations, guys. In real life, I will be talking to them in about a half an hour as I run in on their show again, like I try to do as much as possible. I am like the worst NWO member ever.
You're running everywhere.
Hey, you guys still recording? Add me on there. Here I come. All right, let's get into the fun this week, DP. Why don't you go ahead and ring the bell? Do that. Let's at least do that, hey? Well, let's ring the bell. Sheet.
It's money in the sheet. Hey. It's the title of your sex tape.
No. I don't know. Yes? I'm offended? I'm offended?
Yes, I'm offended?
Paul Heyman is no longer a part of Solo Sikoa's bloodline after being shield-like powerbombed through the announce table. How did you like the acknowledgement? I loved the acknowledgement ceremony. I love the fact that Paul was not, he is not betraying Roman. He knows Roman's coming back. And I think this is great because now Paul's gone until Roman comes back too. And I've heard things about who does Solo bring in to be his wise man? I don't know. Does that even happen? I ask you all those questions, DP, and you can answer more if you'd like.
Well, first of all, was it Jacob Fatu? Who was the one that got him up on his shoulders?
Jakob.
Should have done the shield move.
Maybe he was told not to.
Maybe Roman Reigns. Maybe. I think that would have been interesting.
That dude looks bad as fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he makes Solo look like a little bitch.
It's going to be good. He looks like he's going to be good. Heyman, I mean, what can you say? Dude is phenomenal. I mean, not only just for taking the bump, for one, but just, you know, he lived the life of acting like he was struggling with all of this, with the way he looks, you know, not shaving, letting the hair go a little, you know, grayer, not as dark, eye bags under the eyes, like he's not sleeping. Like, dude, Heyman is just, I mean, you can't say anything. He's just a fucking man. And that was a beautiful segment. Perfect to just have him go, nope, Roman is my tribal chief. It ain't going, you know, I'm not derailing from that. He's my guy. And gets powerbombed through the table. Be great. When he comes back, like, I think it was just recent that must have happened because I've seen it all over Twitter or X. When Kane made his comeback with Paul Bearer, you know, Paul Bearer comes walking out on the stage, the crowd goes crazy, and then here comes Kane. Like, dude, when Paul Heyman comes back and Roman Reigns follows in tow, it's going to be the greatest pop we've ever heard. Like, it's going to be absurd.
Yeah. But I think you see Roman before you see Roman and Paul. Because I think Roman cost Solo against Cody the final match of SummerSlam. Right? And then that following Friday we get, ladies and gentlemen.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe. But either which way, yeah. I mean, if we're not going towards Civil War games, then, you know, what are we doing here?
Yeah, and they've got four in the bloodline now. So, you know, if The Rock is behind it here, he doesn't need to necessarily show up anytime soon. When we get Roman and the Usos reunite, Jimmy's nowhere to be found yet either. You know, he's going to be on his way back in. I don't know who they're going to have as the fourth, if it's going to be Sammy or...
They're saying Zilla's...
Rollins.
Zilla's close behind. Zilla. Too.
Okay.
But you could still have all five then, too. You could have Sammy and Zilla with the original three, and then on the other side, you got the five there. I think The Rock really would be what you need. I mean, I know people say he only wrestles one match a year, and it's WrestleMania. Well, this year, it's two matches. So, how about that?
Well, I mean, with Solo declaring himself the tribal chief, is that just a, you know, a placeholder till The Rock shows up?
Or is Rock the fourth guy with Roman and Jimmy and Jay?
Could be two. They could do that if The Rock turns.
Well, Roman's
turn. We still get Rock Roman.
I don't know. Yeah.
You know?
There's so much out there for that. There's so much out there for that. I really like the acknowledgement ceremony, too. I thought all the guys did a really good job of making it seem like they were submissive to Solo. But, yeah, this is just keeps delivering. This is the story that keeps on going. And Roman's not even around. But he's coming.
That's crazy.
He's coming.
That's what's crazy. And it keeps building. Like, keeps building. What's nuts.
It's great.
On the lay and adding that lay, and when Paul Heyman saw it, was just like, oh no. Like,
remember when everybody gave him shit when Paul was like, we're in like the bottom of the third right now. Yeah, well, they were. Just because it wasn't the bottom of the ninth
for joke.
Just because it was the bottom of the ninth for the part of the story you wanted to hear didn't mean that was even the middle of the whole story. So, you know.
How crazy is that? That is awesome. Absurd. Like, how right that was.
It's perfect. Let's talk about some other great things that are going on, and that's the Dom and Liv dynamic. Everything happening on Raw with the Judgment Day, Finn, Damian. I mean, they're new tag champs. Seems like Finn and Damian are starting not to get along. Damian's catching Dom in lies, and Liv just will not leave Dom alone. The bit where he landed on top of her outside the ring, you know, and she just held him tight. I was like, Dom, you lucky son of a biscuit. What are your thoughts here? What are we working towards? Because we talked about it last week too. Like, why do we even have this stipulation? If it just feels like Seth's gonna win and Damian Priest is gonna be out of the Judgment Day here.
Yeah, I mean, we thought it was going to go a little longer here with the Judgment Day, but they're starting to push it. I mean, you could see Finn just completely frustrated with everything. Priest obviously doesn't want him involved, but Finn's like, yeah, so what? He's not happy about it. I don't know which way we're spinning this thing, because Rhea Ripley's got to be coming back soon, because they're really building this up. You know, Liv just hanging out in the Judgment Day locker room, like, hey, I'm just hanging out. It's just really weird. It's just a weird setup. And it seems like the breakup is imminent almost now. That Priest is like, doesn't want them hanging around and is just unhappy with everything. It seems like it's going to happen sooner than later. And I thought it was going to be a little bit later.
It should be interesting. I mean, I get wanting to have Rollins have the belt and be involved in one of the other big matches at SummerSlam. I don't know. Where would you go? Well, obviously, Gunther, right? That's where we're going.
Gunther. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, it would make more sense for him to face. Does Gunther win here? Does Gunther, they don't.
Unless...
They're not ready for Gunther to take the title yet, so they want him to lose to Rollins and not Priest?
Well, I'm assuming some, you know, I guess, I don't know. Yeah, I have a thought on some of the matches that are coming, that we're going to talk about here, but.
Well, we can get right into it. We can talk about this first. Seth and Damian.
That may alter some of that, but.
Yeah, here, first match for Money in the Bank. Damian Priest versus Seth Rollins for the world title. We might as well just transition. we're already talking about it. We might as well just go ahead.
Right. Does Drew McIntyre, who on Raw qualified for Money in the Bank, basically said, you know, I told this was going to happen. Does he win Money in the Bank? Does he cash in immediately? Priest wins the match, so he's still in the Judgment Day. McIntyre cashes in and wins the title, and it's McIntyre versus Gunther at SummerSlam.
It's very possible. I mean, it could end up being a triple threat because Priest gets put into that thing. It could be a fatal four-way because Rollins maybe got screwed over too. That's fine with me. I don't know. That's part of the what order is the card going to be?
Good order.
Right? Because you also have you don't have a women's title on the line. The other match is the IC title and a six man. So
yeah, you could totally do it. Then that's definitely got to be the last match. Or they at least got to put it on afterwards so that you have the threat of it happening. I guess it also maybe depends on if Punk is Punk healthy, because we assume it's going to be McIntyre Punk at SummerSlam, but maybe Punk can't go, because I would see then McIntyre not winning because of Punk.
Would you open with Cody again in the Bloodline? And if you're going to close with Priest and Rollins, because you want to have the Money in the Bank match before that. Doesn't really matter where you put Zayn and Braun. You could probably do Cody and them, then the whip. Cody,
start with the ladder match.
Cody, you start with what, the women's or the men's?
Start with the men's if you're going to have men's open and close.
If you're not going to put Cody last, I would put him first. That's what they did last time.
Yeah. True.
Then it really doesn't matter in between. I would almost say yeah, you do the women's, the IC, the men's, and then the men's title. So, what's your official prediction? Damian Priest defending against Seth Rollins. You can give a prediction pre men's Money in the Bank match or post men's Money in the Bank match or whatever you think.
Post. So if it's post Money in the Bank match, if Drew McIntyre wins Money in the Bank, he's leaving with the world title.
Okay.
And Priest is winning. Priest is going to win the match. Mm-hmm. McIntyre is going to cash in and take the title. If McIntyre does not win Money in the Bank, then I think, I think Seth Rollins wins it.
I think.
Is that if Priest wins, then that negates that he does not have to leave the Judgment Day. And then he can lose it immediately, which means Rollins still can challenge for the title because Priest is no longer champ.
I think that Seth Rollins beats Damian Priest and goes to SummerSlam as champion to defend against Gunther. When we get there, I'll have more for you. That's my official prediction. Am I confident in that? Not at all. I don't know what's going to happen. Let me just preface that. All right. Sami Zayn defending the Intercontinental title against Bron Breakker. I am okay. I know we keep saying Zayn needs to carry this into SummerSlam, but this could be a good feud for Bron Breakker if he beats him and then has to redefend it at SummerSlam. I'm okay with that. I don't know if I see Big Orange winning this match, though. And I don't mean Big Sammy, Orange. I don't mean Sami Zayn because of his hair. I mean Bron Breakker because he doesn't go get a tan. He just spray fans himself. Like, stand outside. It's for an hour, guy. It's the summer. Take your... I don't know. Are you embarrassed to take your shirt off in public?
Taking advice from Triple H, I think.
Dude.
Tan in a can.
He just looks bad. I don't know. Is it time for Braun to win the IC title here, DP?
I'm afraid
really,
they're going to have this match end in a disqualification.
Oh, so that we can have a rematch at SummerSlam?
Yeah, but... My pick would be in the theme of Big Van Vader. It's time. It's Breakker time. I think he wins here.
Okay.
I think it's a good spot for Zayn to take the loss and lose the title. I know we've talked about he probably isn't gonna hold it for that long, and I think this was long enough. Give it to a guy who's just kicking the shit out of everybody and looks like a badass. So, down for him taking it.
Okay. I'll. You're usually pretty good on these, so I'll make sure you don't get it right. I'll say Breakker wins the IC title too. I got both titles changing.
Two title changes. Me too. Pending.
Yeah. Let's get into that six-man tag match. Cody, Randy, and Kevin Owens will take on, I'm not sure which three members of the Bloodline. They haven't specifically stated from what I remember on television, nor has it specified in Wikipedia where I pulled the card from. I wonder if you can't have Freebird rules because you have Bloodline rules that they can rotate, but that would just be a 4-on-3 handicap match, so that doesn't make any sense. I would imagine... Tongaloa would sit out because he is probably the... I don't want to insult him, but the...
Least experienced?
No, he's very experienced, but he's probably the least known. Like, you want to have fun to it. I mean, unless you have Jacob on the outside because you don't want to put him in a match yet, I get that. So we'll see. I don't know. That isn't very important to me, but I think the Bloodline wins here for sure.
Yeah, I think you got to keep that momentum going. You got to keep them strong as they build towards
the return of Roman. I'd go as far as Solo's going to pin Cody here.
Wow. Well, if they're going to challenge, if they're going to have the match, right?
That's the match at SummerSlam. It's Solo. That's what they're going to do, is Solo and Cody. He pins him.
Yeah.
He gets the match.
It's the... That makes a lot of sense. I think I'm with you on Jacob Fatu probably sitting out this one because he's like the enforcer. Quote.
How about that? How about his nickname and the graphic and his music though? Like, dude, of Samoan werewolves.
Yes.
Like, he looks like a fucking Samoan werewolf.
Right, dude. They like fucking nailed it. They the nailed
only,
that.
The only better
song,
thing
this
is if
song
they got.
Is just badass.
What if they got Warren Zevon to do it? Werewolves of Samoa.
Yeah. Have him hear him howling around your
You hear him howling around your kitchen door, DP. You better not let him in. Werewolves of Samoa again. Ow. Thank you.
Can't come back from that.
Okay. We'll take a commercial break then. This is DWI 439. It's our Money in the Bank review. Listen to this commercial.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
All right, folks, welcome back. DWI 439 right here. A nice, tight review, a preview of Money in the Bank today with yours truly and DPP. DWI's been feeling very old school these days. I tried to get the mic man to come on today, but he must have been working so hard that he'd never texted me back. So fuck you, mic man. Fuck you. If I open up my window and yell loud enough, he could hear me. He doesn't live that close, but he lives pretty damn close. No, he's probably a busy guy. I got to let him know about Saturday, too.
Yeah?
That'd be nice. Women's Money in the Bank, DP. We have all the contestants. I believe that if they're sticking with just six, which they don't need anymore. Io Sky, Chelsea Green, Lyra Valkyria, Tiffany Stratton, Naomi, and Zoe Stark. I mean, the favorite is easy. It's Tiffany Stratton is the favorite for this by a long shot. People in the running for me would be Chelsea or possibly Naomi. I know Zoe and Io are 0% chance here for me, you know, but Zoe would be really sticking it to the IWC, because they were all up in arms that she qualified in that last match. I'd love to see it on Chelsea Green. I think you put it on Chelsea or Tiffany, and I'm completely happy with both of those. I'd be okay with Naomi. The other three, I just don't think you go down those roads.
I'm pretty much in agreement there. Io's won it last year. I don't see her winning it again. Zoe really doesn't make any sense. Lyra Valkyria, soon down the road, but not yet. They haven't really connected with her quite yet. Naomi would be nice because, you know, former champion, she's definitely well deserved and, you know, been great in her return back. The sentimental favorite is Chelsea Green for me, too, because her running around with the Money in the Bank just would just add so much more to her character. She's definitely well deserved to have it and to get a little bit of a title run because she's just fantastic with that character, does a great job. But it sure seems like it's Tiffy time. I don't see anybody else winning it. You know, she's been the one that's currently been at the top of the ladder right now, pun intended, to take that next step and get a title match somewhere shortly down the road. So, yeah, other than Tiffany Stratton, hoping Chelsea Green, I don't see anybody else winning this thing.
Yeah, it seems like I like hope we get down to the end where those are the two at the top of the ladder, because that just makes for a much more, I don't know, like you believe that either one could win. So what's funny is the Raj Giri, I think that's how you pronounce his last name. That's at Raj Giri. What's the bigger WrestleMania match, The Rock versus Cody or Roman versus The Rock? And Greg responds, "It's Rock versus Roman, no doubt about it, especially when we learn that The Rock was behind Solo's takeover of the Bloodline and likely was the one who called the hit on Paul Heyman." And I replied to Greg, "Are you listening to us record right now?"
Nice.
Yeah. Follow at Greg DeMarco 44. Really good follow. Very smart as far as consuming wrestling and things that happen in wrestling. He's a fun follow. Let's get to that men's Money in the Bank DP. Jey Uso, Carmelo Hayes, Andrade, Chad Gable, LA Knight, and Drew McIntyre. Now, unlike the women's Money in the Bank, I think the men's Money in the Bank has four people that could win, not two. Two people that likely won't. I don't see Carmelo or Andrade winning. Carmelo is just gotten up there. It'd be a heck of a way to get him up in the upper echelon, though, and the guy sure can talk. Andrade, he can't talk, though, so I don't see him having it. I don't think LA Knight brings it home. I think his time had passed. I think he's just a really good hand, and he's going to make a lot of money but before the end of his WWE run. Then you get down to Chad Gable, Jey Uso, and Drew McIntyre. And you folks all heard my prediction, and that's what I want to have happen, because if it does, it'd be one of my greatest predictions of all time. If the Wyatt Six ends up beating everyone down and helping Chad Gable in a way to win the Money in the Bank, but you don't see it happen. You just cut the darkness, and when the lights come up, Uncle Howdy stands over Chad Gable in the corner, who's out cold, clutching the Money in the Bank briefcase. That's a long shot. It's Jey Uso or Drew McIntyre, DP. I want it to be Jey Uso. We know who you think it's going to be. I can really see that happening too, but if I have to go outside my booking by Tunney prediction, I would pick Jey Uso here.
A little money in the bank, as Jey Uso said on Monday Night Raw.
That briefcase could be given to someone.
Boy. Oh boy. It's got some booking going on here.
It makes you think, doesn't it? It makes you think. He's got it for a whole, all the way till WrestleMania, right?
All the way till next Money in the Bank.
Is it through money? I thought it's
One
till the end
year?
of. Okay, he had. Oh, he has 1 year. Okay,
Huh?
yeah. Yep.
1 year. So, could do it anytime.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting too. That's tough. Agreed again on the participants on who has the possibility of winning this thing. I would love me some money in the bank as well. Jey Uso goddamn deserves it. I would love to see him hold the world title, even if it's for a short period. That would be just amazing.
He
Just
deserves
the
it.
way
He's one of
he.
the best. He's one of the best wrestlers in the world. He's one of the top 10 wrestlers in the world, in my opinion. He is officially
And
that.
I, yeah, it's hard to argue that. It's hard to see him, God, it's hard to see him winning a title at this point without getting the money in the bank. He's had opportunities. I'd love Chad Gable to win it too. I you're barring your storyline or not, because that would be a badass way to end that shit. It feels like those would be like that has to be like the last match of the night kind of thing. Like that would be
Then
amazing.
something finally would have had happened with the Wyatt Six, because nothing's fucking happened yet, by the way, guys. Just want everybody to know. It's looked cool. Sound familiar? The characters are cool. Sound familiar? This weird little interview 2 weeks in a row has been interesting. Ish. Sound familiar? But they haven't done a fucking thing yet. Nothing. Nothing. They didn't kill. Chad Gable came back. He didn't die. None of those people died. Right now, it's kind of ridiculous, almost, right? Something better happen with that shit soon, or I'll blow him up every week. I'll tell you every week how fucking awful it is. I don't care how big a fan you are. Something needs to happen. Say something, Dan, before I have a fucking aneurysm.
Something! Chad Gable just absolutely deserves to have an opportunity too, because he has just been killing it. And there's a reason he re-signed, you know, because, I mean, where else are you going to go? They've been giving him this great opportunity. I feel like they got to follow through with it at some point. I don't know. I love the idea of McIntyre guaranteeing he's going to win it. But God, CM Punk just has to be there, has to cost Drew McIntyre this match to just completely blow up Drew McIntyre, get his bracelet back, and
Larry
destroy, like, over. Just completely take this feud ignited to another height for their match at SummerSlam. So I got Uso winning this thing. I think Jey Uso wins it. Drew McIntyre loses because of CM Punk. They continue to go on. SummerSlam's going to be McIntyre and Punk. And Jey Uso walks away with Money in the Bank. So I got Jey.
There you have it, folks. Those are our predictions for the Money in the Bank. We hope you enjoyed the show. Just a tight little preview this week. Hopefully we'll be getting back to our regular format here. We'll see. We might have to change our recording schedule, but you'll always hear us on Friday mornings unless I decide to put our show out early, because I got that power. No, but seriously, this weekend,
I have the power.
This weekend, if you're going to listen to a few things, listen to Mindless Wrestling Podcast number 200. Congratulations to those guys. I am really happy for them. I am just as happy, if not more so, that they are on our network, Chairshot Radio Network. So I'm really proud to have them on the team. So check that out Saturday morning. Sunday morning, we've had for 2 weeks in a row now. I'm sure you're going to get another one this week. Front and Center Sports Podcast, Ray Cash and Carl Urban, formerly of Outsider's Edge. These guys do a great job with sports. They're really fun to listen to. And then Sunday afternoons, The Oddity with Dave Wirtz and PC Tunney. We're going to keep the news ridiculous for you. We're going to have some fun stories. We're going to make some, try to make each other laugh, and we might have a ridiculous movie review from someone on Reddit, and we'll make fun of them too. So check it out. All sorts of fun stuff for you. And ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Make sure you shred over there. Use a promo code America, maybe, or 4th of July. I'm sure something's going to get you 20% off there. So ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. The Chair Shot. DP, any last thoughts or words of wisdom? And then give us the where's abouts.
Yeah, I noticed that Dominic Mysterio's Twitter handle or X handle is at Dommy Stereo. So from now on, I'm going to call him Dommy, because that's what it looks like when you read out his Twitter handle.
D-O-M-I.
Dommy Stereo.
D-O-M-I.
D-O-M-M-Y, Dom Mysterio, altogether is Dommy Stereo.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. So he's Dommy now.
So that's where we can find him?
Dommy and Mommy. That's where you can find him, I think. I don't know.
Okay. Or you can find
him. I don't follow him. I just saw
him. Find him underneath Liv Morgan.
Find him. Hey, yo.
How about, where can people find you and this show?
You can find me not under... you can find me at It's Me DPP all over the worldwide social media interwebs. And this show at Podcast DWI on the X, Facebook.com/DWI Podcast.
Yeah, Chairshot Radio Network, all your favorite streaming platforms. Follow me at PC Tony. I hope everybody enjoys Money in the Bank this weekend. I know we will be doing that, so maybe check out our Twitter feeds that we just gave you and have some fun along with us. It's one of our favorite pay-per-views. Can't wait to hang out with the boys. Don't drink and drive. Drink and podcast. Yeah, I'm happy to announce, DP, this will be my 2000th post on thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Yeah, they say after the first 1,000, the second 1,000 just comes really quick.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.